This is St. Louis Public Radio. Frequent moves can be very difficult on military families, uprooting kids and lives every couple of years. An often overlooked element is the difficulty for military spouses to continue their careers, especially when they are in licensed professions. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan All reports, Missouri is looking to make it easy for these husbands and wives to keep working right after they arrive.
Megan Sutter is a licensed social worker. She works with abused women to help get their lives back on track. Her husband is an officer in the Army and was transferred to Fort Leonard Wood in Missouri 2 years ago. Megan was licensed in Hawaii where they were stationed. And even though Hawaii has tougher standards to get that license, her new state wouldn't recognize it or any of the work she did to get it.
So when we came to Missouri, it took me about 6 months to get everything pushed through and approved because I had to start the process essentially over again.
In the 6 months when her career was on hold, she wasn't making money and she was in a new state. In addition to waiting, there were also increased costs. A trip to St. Louis to take an exam, a trip to Springfield to be fingerprinted, fees to apply for a Missouri license. Sutter says they added up fast at the worst possible time.
Because when you have to choose between paying, you know, $300 to put on your electricity versus, you know, my licensure, that's going to come first because we have to, you know, pay the bills and put the lights on.
Sutter's story is common. A professional military spouse comes to one of Missouri's bases as part of a transfer, and they can't do the work that they are trained for and have been doing in another state. That's why State Representative Steve Lynch is sponsoring a bill that would give license reciprocity to spouses of military members transferred to Missouri. The Republican from Waynesville says it's the least the state can do for the families that give up so much so that one of them can serve.
If we can do this to show our support for our military families and getting our military spouses jobs quickly and easily, not only benefits that spouse, it benefits the whole family. Takes some of the stress off of it.
But Lynch says the motivation isn't only to help military families. It's also to help the local economy. He represents the area around Fort Leonard Wood in the Ozarks, a part of the state where it's often challenging to recruit people for highly skilled positions. Lynch says military spouses can fill a big void if they're given a fair chance.
And good grief, we've got thousands of jobs sitting right here in Missouri that we can't get filled because we don't have qualified people for them.
Vanessa Aldred echoes that thought. She works as a corporate recruiter, and her husband is a colonel in the Air Force stationed at Fort Leonard Wood. She says military spouses are an untapped well of excellent employees because many of them are so highly trained.
They also, just as a byproduct of who they married, have developed these soft skills that I, from experience, know that employers really covet, which is resiliency, resourcefulness, grit, flexibility.
The issue is receiving the attention of Governor Mike Parson. He talked about it as a priority during his State of the State speech. He also traveled to Fort Leonard Wood to hold a private roundtable discussion with military spouses last month. Parson says license reciprocity should be a slam dunk. There are some opponents who say Missouri should decide the requirements for professionals, not other states. But Parson says the main thing that threatens it is lawmakers trying to add amendments to the bill to make it less focused.
What I am leery of is getting too much stuff in a bill in Jefferson City early on and everybody jumps on it because it's a popular bill and all of a sudden you start delaying the process.
And delays can mean the death of a bill as the session wears on. Sutter is very familiar with delays. While she had to wait 6 months, she's now been licensed in Missouri for more than a year. But her husband is being transferred to Fort Campbell in 3 months and she'll have to go through the process all over again, this time twice.
And Fort Campbell's unique because it sits on the Kentucky and Tennessee line, so I will probably have to get licensed in Kentucky and Tennessee just to be on the safe side.
Neither of those states are among the 15 in the country, including Illinois, that have license reciprocity for military spouses. Missouri's plan has passed the House and is awaiting action in the Senate. In Rolla, I'm Jonathan All, St. Louis Public Radio.